From Washington, this is VOA News. Malaysia investigates identities of four passengers on missing flight. Russia tightens grip on Crimea. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Officials investigating the disappearance of a Malaysian airliner with 239 people on board say a low-flying plane spotted a rectangular object in waters about 90 kilometers south of Vietnam's Tho Chu Island, the same area where oil slicks were spotted earlier. Malaysia's Air Force Chief Razali Daud gave no further details on which direction the Boeing 777-200 flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing went or how far it veered off course before disappearing early Saturday, but did say military and civilian radar indicate the aircraft may have made a turn back.
We look back at the recording, and there is an indication, possible indication, that the aircraft made a turn back. And this is, collaborated at the moment. As we speak, we are trying to make sense of this, and it's in some part collaborated by civil radar.
Malaysia's transport minister says an investigation's been launched to determine the identities of four people on the missing Malaysia airliner traveling with stolen passports or suspicious documents. The minister says Malaysian and international intelligence agencies are probing the entire passenger manifest after discovering that two men listed on the passenger list never boarded the missing flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Both men had their passports stolen in Thailand in the last 2 years, and two additional questionable identities have now been found. Fear and frustration are growing among family members of passengers on board the missing flight. Shannon Van Zandt reports.
Two-thirds of the passengers were Chinese, and hundreds of family members are waiting in Beijing for answers from airline officials. American Sarah Bajak is also waiting in Beijing for news of her boyfriend, Philip Wood, who was on the flight.
I'm personally not willing to give up hope that there's still a chance that we'll find survivors, that we'll find the plane. There just has to be a chance.
One family member of a passenger from Shanghai complained of the continuing mystery surrounding the flight. There is still no information. My husband's brother was on that plane, the woman said, without giving her name. The United States, Philippines, Vietnam, Thailand, and China have sent vessels to assist with search and rescue efforts, while the Philippines and Singapore have sent planes that are scouring the region. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Russian forces tighten their grip on Crimea as authorities in the breakaway territory push their plan to join Moscow. Russian forces took over a Ukrainian border post on the western edge of Crimea, trapping about 30 personnel inside. The Ukrainian military spokesman says Russian forces now control 11 border guard posts across the territory. Ukraine's interim prime minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk vowed not to give up a single centimeter of territory. Mr. Yatsenyuk will meet Wednesday with President Obama in Washington to discuss the standoff over Crimea. In southern Iraq, a suicide bomber killed at least 42 people and wounded 157 others when he detonated an explosive-filled minibus at a crowded security checkpoint. The bombing was at the northern entrance to the Shiite-dominated city of Hilla, about 100 kilometers south of Baghdad. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States supports Iraq as it battles against al-Qaeda militants who've taken control of a town in Anbar province. But he says the U.S. will not send any troops to Iraq, calling the battle their fight. Secretary Kerry made his comments before leaving Jerusalem for Jordan and Saudi Arabia, where he'll be discussing his efforts to broker peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Libyan Navy and pro-government militias have sent boats to a port held by a rival militia to stop a North Korean-flagged tanker from exporting oil sold without government permission. The government has banned militias from selling crude oil directly to the world market. Libya's Prime Minister Ali Zaidan has threatened to bomb the tanker if it does not comply with Libyan government orders. Thousands of people rallied in a Tokyo park and marched to Parliament to demand an end to nuclear power ahead of the third anniversary of the Fukushima disaster. Participants at Sunday's demonstration, one of several planned in cities across Japan, vowed to block a move by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government to restart some of the 48 idled reactors and renege on a pledge by the former government to reduce the nation's reliance on nuclear power. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website at voanews.com.